Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video podcast, The Path of Joy and Freedom. The mission in life that we all have is joy and freedom. We are creators here to enjoy the adventure of creating our dreams and desires into physical reality. And when you stay focused on this path, when you stay focused on your joyful mission of creation, and don't allow yourself to be distracted by the illusions of lack and limitation that society throws at you, then you will lead a truly joyful and fulfilling life. So, if you want to lead a truly joyful, free, and fulfilling life, then enjoy my video podcast, The Path of Joy and Freedom. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video, my next video of The Path of Joy and Freedom. I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you get something from this video, after you watch it, please share it with your friends. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom, make your dreams come true, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. It's absolutely free. It's a video series, audio series, and free book at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The path of joy and freedom. The mission we all are on, the path we are all walking, is the path of joy and freedom. It is the path of creation. We are not here for results. We are not here for the physical manifestations such as the money and toys, even though they're a lot of fun. We are here for the journey. We are here for the quest of creation. We are here for the joyful journey of manifesting our hopes, dreams, and desires, and those fun toys and money and everything else our little hearts desire into physical reality. We're here for the fun and joy of it. But to do that, to accomplish your mission of creation, you must stay focused on the achievement of your objective, but enjoying the journey and understanding that it is the journey, not the result, that is the real juice of life, as Tony Robbins calls it. The gifts from the growth you experience on the journey because of the person you must become to achieve your dreams. That's the real gift. You can't manifest anything you desire until you become the kind of person who is that thing or does that thing or has that which you desire. Because even if you can miraculously jump to the top of the mountain in one single leap, when you get there, you have not changed. You've not properly prepared your vibration for the new change. You have not become the person who is or does or has that which you desire. So you will lose that prize. Just like the majority of people who win the lottery, who lose every single cent within about a year or two. They may have won millions of dollars, but they did not become millionaires. Did you get that? They may have won millions of dollars, but they did not become millionaires. To truly become a millionaire and maintain that financial status, and that's the key to freedom, is maintaining it, you must first become a millionaire on the inside. Then you will become a millionaire on the outside. And you will keep that money and it will grow even larger. Each one of us are on a mission, but it is not a life and death mission or a spiritual mission or even a religious mission, certainly not a religious mission to prove our worth to some overlord. We are all on a mission of joy and fun. And we are all on a mission of freedom, which is why it can feel like a life and death mission so often. especially if it appears that outside forces are limiting your natural born right of freedom to be, do, and have whatever you want. You are on a courageous mission of creation, and you have embarked on this journey to create your desires into physical reality. You have the natural born creative freedom to create anything that your heart desires, but on your journey of creation, you are surrounded by opposing forces. Forces of illusion that believe in the false ideas of lack and doubt and powerlessness and helplessness and unworthiness and victimhood. Now, quote, the path, unquote, is the path of clarity. The path is the path of clarity. It is the path of confidence and abundance and well-being and immense, unlimited prosperity. The path is the path of fun and wealth and adventure. That is the true path of life. The path of life leads you to what you want. The path leads you to constant and never-ending improvement. Or can I, C-A-N-I, as Tony Robbins calls it. Constant and never-ending improvement. The path leads you to the fulfillment of your hopes, dreams, and desires. It leads you to riches and freedom and amazing relationships. It leads you to health and vitality and immortality and energy and excitement. But along this path of never-ending improvement are obstacles and landmines, especially when you stray from the path of clarity, when you stray from your own guidance, guiding you to what you want. Every time you wander from the path of clarity, abundance, confidence, joy, love, well-being, etc., you are challenged by the gauntlet of confusion and lack of confidence, lack of joy and love and well-being. And it is easy to know when you have strayed from the path of abundance, joy, and well-being because you feel bad. Along the path of joy, freedom, wealth, abundance, and well-being, you are being tempted to stray from the path of clarity and give up your quest of joy and freedom by the illusions of lack and unworthiness that the people around you have adopted as beliefs and are drumming into your head as you grow up, and by the current people in your life that believe these illusions. You are tempted to stray from your mission of fun and freedom by the illusions of tribal security and social esteem, whereby if you continue on your journey of freedom, the people around you will reject you, and they will withdraw their conditional love from you, and you will lose their favor. Because misery does love company, because misery is not our natural state of being. So misery needs supporters to maintain its continuous creation. An illusion needs supporters to maintain that illusion. Whereas joy is our natural state of being and takes nothing to create it and nothing to maintain it. All you have to do is get out of your own way and joy is there for the taking because it is your natural state. But misery and depression and beliefs in lack and unworthiness and powerlessness and helplessness, etc., all require that you work hard to create and maintain these illusions and work hard to keep them active through all kinds of ways, such as thinking the same negative thoughts over and over again and associating with similarly lack-oriented, limited-minded, depressed people. So, as you continue on the path of joy and freedom, there will be doubters and lackers on the side of the road who throw sticks in your way and try to trip you up and they would throw emotional stones at you to try to tempt you back to the comfortably numb security of tribal misery. But do not be tempted by the sweet taste of conditional love from people who are not really interested in your happiness, but who are only interested in their own happiness. And do not be tempted by the illusion of security of conditional tribal love. In other words, if you're doing things that make them happy, they're happy and they give you love. But if you are doing things that do not make them happy, love is withdrawn from you. That is the essence of conditional love. We were born as unconditional lovers, and we were even loved unconditionally for probably about 1 to 2 years. But then we were taught that the only way to get love was to act in pleasing manners and make everyone else happy around us. But that is not the path of freedom. That is the path of slavery. So stay on the path of unconditional love and don't follow any of those tantalizing, tempting side roads that absolutely lead to nowhere. Stay on the path of joy and freedom because that is the only path to fulfillment. Tribal approval is not the path of fulfillment. Tribal conditional love is tempting like a drug. And it's fun for a little while, but then you need another hit and another hit. But soon you realize that it is the path. Soon you realize that it is the road to ruin, not the path of fulfillment. Now, because you are watching this video or listening to this podcast or reading this article, or it happens to make it into a book, then that means you are on the path. So, congratulate yourself for staying on point and staying on the mission. And congratulate yourself for not being distracted by the gauntlet of illusions that are all around you, tempting you down the dark path. The light of joy, abundance, and well-being is always calling you. Your hopes, dreams, and desires are always calling you with a sweet, tender voice and beautiful song. And if you put blinders on and pay no attention to the hecklers in the peanut gallery, and you pay no attention to the hecklers of the past, which has manifested as thoughts of doubt and lack and limitation, and you stay on point, you stay on the path, leading yourself with good feeling thoughts of appreciation, you will reach the promised land. And that is certain. So stay on the path by training yourself into a vibration of success on a daily basis with success rituals like meditations and affirmations and reading self-development books so that you can see not and hear not and attract not the illusions of lack and limitation. And you can check out my daily success rituals on my video page. I'll put a link in this post. And remember, the journey is more important than the result. The quest is the funnest part. And you can only have a happy result when you have a happy journey. The goal, the dream, is just the excuse for the joyful journey of creating that desire into physical reality. The magical journey of creating something from nothing, just through the thought of it. That is what the journey is all about. So, enjoy the journey. It's not the person with the most money or the most toys that wins. It's the ones who enjoyed the journey of creating the money and the toys who are the ones that win. and the ones that have the most fulfillment because they had the most fun and the most joy along the way. And stay on the path of joy and freedom by following the call of your dreams and desires. And engage only with like-minded, path of joy and freedom-oriented people. And engage in endeavors that will help you achieve those dreams. Because without having something like a business that will help you channel your creative energy, you will stray from the path and wander down the narrow, dark alleys to certain doom. Bum, 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 bum. So you need a platform that launches your rockets of creation. Something that is built upon the principles of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, which is your natural state of being. This platform will keep you on the path if you dedicate yourself to it and the achievement of your dreams and desires. So if you're sick and tired of playing the game of struggle, and you're sick and tired of living a life where you have no freedom to do what you want when you want, if you're sick and tired of having no time and no money to travel and build wonderful memories with your friends and family, you see, if you can hear the cows over there, they agree. If you're sick and tired of having no time and no money to travel and build wonderful memories with your friends and families, then go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. And I will show you a quick 2-minute video to help you create a life of non-stop fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Go to ilovefreedom.info and let's lock arms. Let's work and play together and build a legacy of fun, freedom, and fulfillment for humanity. Come and join me on my quest, on my adventure of liberating humanity from the illusion of lack. And let's get you on the road to freedom. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakirin. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, you got something from it, and you'd like to share the immense value contained within it to your friends to help improve their lives, and please share it with your friends. Send me a message if you liked it. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakirin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent, awesome journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.